And now to African music. The West African group Etron Finatawa has blended the traditional rhythms and sounds of Niger. They just debuted their first international CD. Critic Sarah Bardeen has a review.
Sometimes you put an album in the stereo and it grabs you from the beginning, as soon as the first few bars. Introducing Etron Finatawa is that album for me. I've been spending much of the last few weeks trying to figure out why this album has such a visceral impact, why even my infant son gets mesmerized when I play it. There's something stately and even graceful about Etron Finatawa. They blend the musical traditions of two of Niger's historically antagonistic ethnic groups, marrying the striking bluesy guitar of the Tuareg with the polyphonic singing of the Wodabe people. The result moves at a distinctive pace that mimics, depending on your perspective, the deliberate lope of a camel or the pulse and throb of a human heart. Sometimes it feels as if the music is shifting your body's own rhythms, even slowing your breathing. Several tracks are traditional songs of healing. The song Rondé's Pulse is so powerful that the music impregnates even the pauses, while bandleader Galitan Hamidoun's reedy voice leads a call-and-response session that bears a strong family resemblance to the work songs of America's Deep South. Its sense of time and space is not urban. This is the pace of life in the desert and grasslands of the Sahel, where Etron Finatawa was born. Inspired by the success of Tuareg bands like Tinariwen, the group formed in 2004 in an effort to heal the historic racism between Niger's nomadic Tuareg and Wodabe peoples. In the process, they've found a way to preserve their distinct cultures while forging an intriguing hybrid that incorporates both traditional and original songs. The lyrics, while usually simple, occasionally blossom into poetry when songwriter Hamidoun is given free rein. In the song Alis, a man listing his marriageable traits suddenly finds a group of jealous men on the road before him. Lyrics that had been plain spoken suddenly turn stark and gorgeously terrifying. They carry the flame of misery with them, sings Hamidoun of the man's enemies, and they are not laughing. In the love song Adunya, a lover sings to his beloved, "You want to know what I think of you? You are even more beautiful than a cloud. People say your teeth shine like sugar when it is breaking." The best thing about this release is that a song that lasts 5 minutes could last 25, and you wouldn't mind or even notice. Etron Finatawa's chief glory is that rather than feeling foreign and exotic in our world, they draw you into their world and make it feel absolutely, gloriously natural.
The album is called Introducing Etron Finatawa by the group Etron Finatawa. Independent music critic Sarah Bardeen lives in San Francisco.